like an angel. You cry sweet words unspoken. Unbroken.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I'm Julian Taylor, and you're listening to The Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show. That was something from Nige B called Hold Your Heart, featuring T-Rex. And Nige B is from LaRange, Saskatchewan, which is Treaty 6 territory. Right now we've got something from Australian singer-songwriter, the 24-year-old Thelma Plum, and a song called Backseat of My Mind.
Doesn't matter how long it takes, but I know I'll get there soon. I've been looking the wrong way at the other side of the moon. It's not easy to leave it, but I know where I'm going. I could hold the wheel forever if I knew you'd be there too.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That's brand new music from Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. Middle of the Morning, a song that came out just about a month ago. He's really done a great job of placing himself as one of the most important singer-songwriters of this time, at least in America for sure. And he was part of the Drive-By Truckers way back when. I'm Julian Taylor, and I'm your host here on The Jukebox. We've got music from Brandy Van Zia, Dodged a Bullet. Brandy is a Winnipeg singer-songwriter whose outlaw roots are intertwined with classic country and rock and roll. Debbie Friday, So Hard to Tell is the title of the song. Debbie Friday is a self-proclaimed experimentalist, singer-songwriter, rapper, and producer based in Vancouver. The song So Hard to Tell is coming up on the show. But before we get to that, we're going to listen to something from Chris Dirksen and Northern Voice. The song is called Round Dance, and Chris Dirksen is a two-spirit Indigenous Canadian cellist, originally from Northern Alberta. This is from her 2015 release, Album Orchestral Powwow.
Hey! Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool. I dodged a bullet.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Every year, millions of people watch the Triple Crown races, awed by the speed and agility of thoroughbred horses on the track. These animals are powerful, but they can also be vulnerable, especially when it's hot.
Exertional heat illness essentially refers to when horses become too hot while they're exercising, and their internal temperature gets too high, and then they become ill.
That's Leah Trigg of the University of Bristol Veterinary School in the UK. She reviewed hundreds of cases of heat illness in horses to identify the main risk factors. She found that longer races are more likely to cause heat stress. Horses that have suffered from a bout of heat illness in the past are far more likely to exhibit symptoms again. And racing in hot, humid conditions, especially when a horse is not accustomed to it, significantly increases the chance of heat illness. She says that as the climate warms, the risk is growing. The research highlights the need for tracks to provide cool-down facilities with shade and access to water that can be used to rapidly cool the horses.
And really to plan now and put in place the policies that will ensure that horse welfare is protected in a changing climate.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.